Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we will talk about materials in restorative dentistry. The different materials used for fillings, crowns, bridges, inlays, and other restorative solutions, and how to explain these materials to patients in a patient-friendly way. So, let's start! Dental materials in restorative dentistry consist of metals, polymers, ceramics, and composites. They are designed to repair, replace, or enhance tooth structure and must withstand strong chewing forces, moisture, and temperature changes, while also providing good aesthetics. Materialien in der restaurativen Zahnmedizin bestehen aus Metallen, Polymeren, Keramiken und Kompositen. Sie sind dafür entwickelt, Zahnsubstanz zu reparieren, zu ersetzen oder zu verbessern und müssen starken Kaukräften, Feuchtigkeit sowie Temperaturschwankungen standhalten und gleichzeitig eine gute Ästhetik bieten. Next, we will take a look at the main categories of restorative materials with patient-friendly sentences. Number 1. Resin-based composites. Composites are tooth-colored materials commonly used for direct fillings. They bond directly to the tooth and provide excellent aesthetics. They are used for fillings and small repairs of front and back teeth. Patient phrases. This filling matches your natural tooth color. It bonds directly to your tooth for good stability. Number 2. Dental amalgam. Amalgam is a dental-based material known for its strength and durability, mainly used in back teeth. It is typically a mix of liquid mercury and silver. Mercury is a highly toxic element. Exposure to even small quantities of it can cause developmental delays in children. It can affect the immune, nervous, and digestive systems, according to the World Health Organization. Patient phrases. This material is very strong and long-lasting. It's often used when chewing pressure is high. EU law prohibits the use of dental amalgam since 1st of January 2025 in all European countries. Number 3. Glass ionomer cements. Glass ionomers chemically bond to the tooth and release fluoride, which helps protect against decay. They are used for fillings and temporary restorations. Glass ionomer cement is primarily used in dentistry for restoring low-stress cavities, in pediatric dentistry, and treating high caries risk patients due to its fluoride release, moisture tolerance, and chemical bonding to tooth structure. patient phrases. This material releases fluoride to help protect your tooth. It's a gentle option for sensitive areas. Number 4. Ceramics. Ceramics are highly aesthetic biocompatible materials used for crowns, inlays, onlays, and veneers in highly visible areas. Patient phrases. Ceramic restorations look very natural. They are strong and very well tolerated by the body.
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's zweimal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
Number 5. Zirconia. Zirconia is a high-strength ceramic material. It combines excellent durability with improved aesthetics compared to metal. Zirconia is widely used for crowns and bridges, especially in areas with high biting pressure. Patient phrases. Zirconia is a very strong metal-free ceramic. It's an excellent choice if you want both strength and aesthetics. This material works well even in areas with heavy chewing forces. Number 6. Gold alloys. Gold has been used in restorative dentistry for many decades. Gold alloys are extremely durable, biocompatible, and very gentle on opposing teeth. They are mainly used for crowns, inlays, and onlays, especially in back teeth where chewing forces are high. Patient phrases. Gold restorations are very long-lasting and extremely reliable. They are gentle on the opposing teeth and well-tolerated. This option focuses more on function and durability than aesthetics. Number 7. Supporting materials. Let's start with bonding agents. Bonding agents help restorations stick to the tooth structure. Patient phrase. We use a special adhesive to securely bond the filling to your tooth. Next, some phrases on dental cements. Cements are used to fix crowns, bridges, and inlays permanently in place. Patient phrase. This cement holds your restoration firmly in position. Now we'll talk about liners and bases. Liners and bases protect the dental pulp and insulate the tooth. Patient phrases. This layer protects the nerve. It acts as a protective cushion inside the tooth. Last, smart materials. Smart materials can respond to changes in the mouth, such as releasing fluoride or adapting to stress. Patient phrase. These materials help protect your tooth actively. You can sum up the key requirements for dental materials like this. Restorative materials must withstand chewing forces, be biocompatible, provide good aesthetics, and adhere well to dental tissues. Patient phrase. We choose materials that are strong, safe, and long-lasting. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To adhere. Haften, festkleben. To release. Etwas freisetzen. To prohibit. Verbieten. To insulate. Isolieren, schützen. To withstand. Standhalten, aushalten. Firmly. Fest, kräftig. Reliable. Zuverlässig, verlässlich. Securely. Sicher. Cushion. Kissen. Chewing forces. Kaukräfte. Choice. Auswahl, Entscheidung. Moisture. Feuchtigkeit. Developmental delay. Entwicklungsverzögerung. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit der Therapieplanung bei Zahnersatz. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.